how much of it one is able to learn Dharma, practice, have experienced many things, how do they that come from past, to see, having studied Dharma, meant to let positive imprint in the mind. So you can see from that somebody has to reveal that. However, this guru, Vedika Lama, so guru, from beginning to birth, so guided you, guided oneself, you see. all the numberless happiness from beginning to rebirth, numberless happiness from beginning to rebirth, what do you explain? So it came from the guru and the present and all the future. Then some sort of pleasure, all the things, and then liberation, and everything. Well, see in the future, every single realization will come from the guru. So this Lama, Dombachum, then the Lama. So this, okay, so guru. the which also manifests, so as I mentioned yesterday, at the moment, also mind is not pure. So obscured and so full of mistakes, and so therefore cannot see the in aspect of Buddha without any mistakes. You see, in aspect of Buddha means no mistakes at all. So only we have karma. What we want to have, so you only impure karma. That can see only ordinary aspect that has mistakes, delusions and sufferings, burden, mental and physical sufferings and mistakes in action. So only ordinary aspect, there is karma, impure karma, only to see in ordinary aspect. So definition of the aspect like that. So only that, and then so therefore then. Lord and these animals, we can't recognize them. They can receive teachings and they manifest in that, can't receive the teachings and they don't recognize them. So they were higher and more pure than these, we cannot come up with the to see. Then, so therefore, Dharmakaya, the guru, manifested to therefore, this is the only. So this ordinary aspect is the only one that can help you, can guide you. can guide your service directly, can guide you, see. That one has come to see and receive guidance directly, receive guidance directly. So therefore this is the only one that one has a present state of mind. So one's opportunity to receive guidance. So therefore, manifesting this, see, the guide one, to this guide, to one. through this guide, So without this. So without if one doesn't, so if one doesn't, if one So if one doesn't have this ordinary aspect, the guru is the accompanying guru, then without this, this is not shown, you see. then you are totally lost, guideless, totally lost. You have no guide. So as I normally mentioned that like a child, you know, that left on the desert, you see, where there's nothing, you know, nothing growing, see the hot desert. Maybe there are a lot of harmless snakes or a lot of harmless creatures, you see. There's no baby, you know, baby left there, child left there, or that, or this. In the forest, dark, not even like moon, stars, you see, totally dark, forget. Then in the forest is surrounded by tigers and vicious animals, very dangerous. So there's nobody to guide, you know. That you are there, the, nobody to guide, to protect you, to look up to you, so like that. So therefore, this ordinary aspect, you know, that showing delusion, suffering, mental, physical suffering, problems, and all these things, sort of, and then sex and so forth, then the that can guide directly, so you can see the present impure karma, so become the most precious one in this life. There are numberless Buddhas, deities, all this, but you can't. But the obscuration, the kind of obscuration, blocked, you see, you can't see them, you can't receive that guidance. So this aspect is for you is so precious, most precious. Every second, how important it is for you in your life, more precious than the sky filled with wish-granite jewels, then sky filled with gold, diamond, or wish-granite jewels, more precious than that. this aspect, you see, ordinary aspect, showing delusion, this mental, physical suffering, in this sense. So that, and then they can give that you can see directly, and there is guidance. So then, with this aspect, then because that you then give the show path, give teachings, then that you can achieve higher birth, that it can lead to higher birth, and not only that leads to liberation by living for the whole truth, that it brings you to liberation. Ultimate happiness, then bring by revealing mind path, it brings to full enlightenment. So therefore, kinder than numbers possible, numbers past Buddhas, kind of the numbers present Buddhas, kind of the numbers future Buddhas, you know, kind of the over 3,000 Buddhas. So that's why in prayer, succession Guru Yoga, they have sought their trust about, you know, the kind of the 3,000 Buddhas, you know, like that. That's why in Guru Puja, when we begin Guru Puja, when we do refuge practice, why we take refuge to Guru first? So yeah, also that shows very important point reasons. when we begin Guru Puja, is Namo Guru Bhaya, Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma Sangha, Namo Guru Bhaya comes first. And the refuge practice is good, come first, you see. Right. So, there was in the early times, the Kapan, you know, in the early times, when we start the Sangha, when there's a lot of Sanghas, so Lama, Ancient Lama started the, you know, the examination. Not the sanghas, the monks, nuns. So they were not told which subject. They were not told the subject what they had to answer, you know, what question they were put, you see. So then they said, suddenly they over the examination. Then while I'm a part of one sangha to sit in front of the throne, in front of the throne facing down, you see. then they say Sanghas or the lay, so they ask questions. They ask the lay, you know, basically, questions. But it wasn't told before why which subject was what subject. So used to that, I think, you know, one of the period, you see, in the one where there was a lot of Sanghas amongst nuns started, the Kapan, so used to that. So Dharamsala, remember, I think around those times, I think around all of us, so there was a Champa Sambhur, you see, that time he was monk. So he was the point to give Salam. So like the, you know, the monasteries and debate, you see, like that. So he was asked by Lama to give the answer. The people ask questions. So there was a Geshe Ngawang Taji, the resident teacher from the Tibetan library, Dharamsala. So came up there. So then there was one. I put the question, I'm not sure, I remember. Maybe I did that. So what I asked about the Guru, so why the Guru, why when you recite Lama Chapa, when you Guru Puja, why the Guru can follow us first? So I think, you know, he could not answer immediately, so Geshe Ngawang Taji helped him to answer. So why Guru is kind of Guru, why Guru come first, Guru is kind of all the three temples. that can be one explanation, but I think as I mentioned before, you see, from where all the Buddha Dhamma Sangha came from Guru. So you have to understand that. For that you have to understand absolute Guru. If the real meaning of Guru, you see, which I mentioned yesterday and today, you see. So you see, where all Buddha comes, you know. That means Dharma comes from that Sangha, comes from the place that you to understand. So that's why the Guru comes first. You know, when you take refuge, That's why in our prayer they make an offering, you know, the Lama Sangye Lama Che, Tejin Lama, Gunji Chepo Lama De, all the joy is Guru, all the joy is Guru. So the meaning is that, so that from that we see, but all the Dhamma Sangha came from the world. So then all the, not only that, on the basis of that, then all your past, present, future, all the happiness, all the qualities and goodness come from that. So all the great guru has a big meaning, has very important, has very deep, has very profound, very deep meaning, all the great guru, you see that. So that, Kunji Chepo Lama Te. So this prayer is a, you know, it's very profound, extremely profound subject, you know. This prayer, Lama Sangye Lama Rizyam. So this is that we use for offerings or the, you know, a taking refuge. You know. I think this is from, I don't remember now. From, I think, from root, one Buddha's root text, I think, root teaching, things like this one. But this is not common to recite. It's only an EPMT. It's prayer, Lama Sangye Lama Che. It's only an EPMT. This is not common. You don't hear normal this prayer. So that. So there, because I saw in one, it's definitely one root text, you know, Buddha teaching. So so I used that to, in the early time Kapan courses. In the early time Kapan course, you know, the book we see, for the refuge prayer, I used that. So that's how it propagated. So So in the early morning, you see, cold and in the early morning, cold and you know, taking precepts, kapang, then you begin the lama, you know, and so the cold actually, and they say dark, you know, slowly kind of dark. So going back to the so we have a prayer in the monasteries normally. They, you know, the first thing they begin this prayer, refuge, So that the very first thing they, you know, in the monastery they recite is a very, very wonderful prayer of refuge. The guru, you know, guru, the whole essence of the 10 directions, 12 directions, 10 directions, 3 times, past, present, future, all the Tathagatas, who is the essence of all the 3 times, all the past, present, future, all the 10 directions of Buddha, that 10 directions, then all the past, present, future, Tathagatas, is the essence of that. Then say, what you say? Originate of the 84,000 teachings and So originate of all the 84,000 teachings.
지금 어떤 얘기 있으시는
The essence of the altar, altar takadas, the Buddha's, the holy body, holy atonement, all the qualities. In the actions, so the essence of all those, so that. the originator of all the 84,000 teachings, Buddha, the Sangha, possessor of the Sangha. By looking at it, yes, embodiment, you see. They have the truth to do that. So, Lama, Domba, Jumdende, Lama, you see. So, oceans with a deep subject, Lama. first in the mind think absolute guru, the real meaning of guru, you see. Then that which manifests in the conventional, you see, through that guide. first the real meaning, you think that then. So there's from where nobody has passed, nobody has passed, present, future, Buddha comes. Then there's manifestation, Thomas. from whom you receive all your past happiness, not as past, present, future, all that, up to enlightenment. So kinder than all the Tathagata Buddhas, kinder than all the Tathagata Buddhas. So at least one thing, at least one feel that when you say Lama. This Lama then manifests. This Lama then manifests the present founder of the Buddha, present founder of Buddhism in this world, in this southern continent. You see, time. So. Manifest into Shakyamuni Buddha, Dumba founder, present Buddha, manifest into this. So here, the meditation is all the guru. How many guru? One or 100,000 gurus. How many one has billions of gurus? So all in this one aspect. Domba, Shakyamuni, the founder of the present Buddha, Domba. Then describing about the quality, what it is, you see, at the Guru or Buddha, you see, the Jumdende destroyed, not only destroyed, was on the mind defilement, but also destroy other sentient beings. Where the cause of suffering comes, delusion. You see, I said where the suffering comes, delusion. The enemy is destroyed. So destroy us all sentient beings, delusion. There's mentioned six qualities. I don't remember at the moment. But another meaning is having four kayas. having four kayas and the five transcendental wisdoms from Buddha, then endowed with the four kayas and then the five transcendental wisdoms, the Buddha's command to say, they've gone beyond samsara, two extremes, beyond from samsara, beyond the former city, law and nirvana, so the two extremes. Beyond from two extremes, beyond from samsara, you know that, but also beyond from law and nirvana. So there. So that means having sitting husband for the nipples. Then Tejin Shapa, gone as it is. Tathagata, gone as it is. So then that means still describing qualities, what it is. So Tejin Shapa, then that all the phenomena, including your, including yourself and all the phenomena that you see. No phenomena has true existence. Slightest even atom of true existence it doesn't have. I and all the phenomena do not have true existence. Even the slightest even atom doesn't have. So everything is empty. Everything is empty. So so then there, that dharma, that you say, that I mentioned, Guru Buddha, with that dharma kaya, you see, then, that dharma kaya, then, directly seeing the emptiness of all the phenomena, emptiness of yourself, and all the phenomena directly seen. So gone as it is. As it means the emptiness. So as things are empty, the ultimate nature of emptiness. So I can directly see all this. the emptiness of all the phenomena. As it means all the phenomena are empty, you see. So then as they're empty, that dharma can see directly see as the guru of the Buddha see emptiness of the phenomena directly. So gone as this means gone means directly seeing emptiness of all the phenomena. But not just that, directly seeing emptiness of all the phenomena. Emptiness of yourself, emptiness of all the phenomena. Directly seeing, but not just that. not just seeing from far, directly seeing beside that, you see, non-dual with emptiness, forever, is immovable, non-dual with emptiness, forever, immovable from the emptiness, pervades. So, like we said, Buddha is everywhere. Buddha pervades all the phenomena. So that, is a dharma kaya. Is that also Guru Buddha is it? While it is directly seeing emptiness of a phenomena, non-duality, immovable from that, forever. At the same, in the A1 ego presentation and the emptiness forever. at the same time, the Dharmakaya manifest numberless forms, take numberless forms of pure in the form of Buddha, and for those who have pure mind, and the impure form those who have impure mind, and all sorts of forms, animals or say even from animals, all sorts of things. So even in form of spirits and you know when there's need for something being all sorts of forms whatever the aspect can help that sentient being can subdue the mind of sentient being, you know, fit come out the sentient being and then reveal the path as a reveal, you know, means then bring the sentient being from happiness to happiness to from happiness to happiness to enlightenment. So about this so the Buddha the Buddha's world mind can do while the Dharmakaya, you know, in the post meditation and in this then at the same time the holy body manifests numberless various forms, and then the holy spirit stand there, reveal various you know, even giving teaching, but different at the same time different teaching to the different sentient beings at the same time. the holy mind, while it is in ego possible meditation, directly seeing empty is ego possible meditation, one pointedly. You know, ego possible meditation. At the same time, also can see directly the conventional truth. Can see directly how, at the same time, it's a conventional truth. So while it is a one ego possible meditation, you know, in the absolute truth, at the same time, directly seeing conventional truth at the same time. So that's the special quality of the Buddha, whereas in Ayabuddhisattvas, cannot do directly, you know, see both together, absolute truth, conventional truth. So the special class to the Buddha. So while the holy mind is abide in the equal meditation, one punctually, namely, of all the phenomena, then you know, take the show 12 deeds, show 12, like Buddha did in this world. Have shown 12 deeds, so while the Buddha is showing the 12 deeds in this world, the descent of Dushita and the misconception that then showing the whole deed of birth, while this is happening, another universe, Buddha, the Shakyamuni Buddha is showing 12 deeds in other universes. At the same time, what happened here, another universe showing enlightenment, deeds of enlightenment. Another universe, at the same time, showing deeds of birth or something, say, passing away through the state or so. In numberless universes, so many, you see, showing 12 deeds. But while there was something happening, there is another 12 deeds, you see, so like that is, as I mentioned before, it's happening. So Buddha can do that, say, like this, even the 12 days, you see, having different 12 days, you see, when they say, at the same time, different ones and different universes, like that. while all this, you know, guiding the Noble Sunday, you know, manifest very strong, all those, that, you know, it's in the Holy Mind. You see, Dharmakaya, that, oh, that, you see, the one, say, one point in the equal meditation and in this, so, removal from that thing forever. So that, so the teaching is Shakpa, gone, it is, this is very extended from that. Then again, Dachum by Yang Thapa, having destroyed the enemy, not only the destroyed his own, but also as sentiments, his enemies destroyed. Yang Thapa was always Sangye, didn't he say? The fully the complete qualities, the qualities of cessation and qualities of realization. Yang Thapa Sokwe. Then the last thing, Sangye, yeah, the conclusion that the so all the eliminate all the say the defilements, say mystery of mind, gross subtle everything. Then say complete all the qualities of realization. Yeah. Then glorified this Shakyatva is born and cast Shakya in this world, so Shakyatva. Tuba. So Tuba, the mighty one. Tuba, the mighty one. Tuba, mighty one. So the what might is that the it is the same it is so Maji, you see, having eliminated totally not only all the sufferings of samsara, but the cause, you know, ignorance, the three persons of mind, you know, ignorance, anger, attachment, you see, including the seed, the implement, that totally removes the seed, so mighty one. So the so same. Tuba, great Tuba. So the the first so relating to Lamrim, the there's a having overcome, say. Having abandoned the attachment to samsara profession, second one, it can be, you know, removed the root of samsara, the ignorance. The second one, the mighty, then you see Mahamuni, Bodhicitta, removed, abandoned, self-cherishing thought. And that, that also, you know, there's first Muni, you see, contained a less well path, treaty of liberation. And then, you could let also the different based on good devotion, based on good devotion. That from poverty and rebirth, of karma, those parts of the Lord will bring And the second one, so, cease the attachment to clinging to life. And then, so first renunciation, then, and second one, the renunciation even to the future life, samsara, samsara perfections, so that by realizing the true suffering and the true cause of suffering, see the how samsara is suffering, the shortcomings of delusions, all that, see. So, renounce was attachment to even also future life, samsara, samsara professions. Then, also the realize emptiness, you know. And then the other one, bodhicitta, abandon the self-cherished problem, actual bodhicitta. So this, however, this on this tree, it contains the whole path, as a part, you know, as a part, Mahayana part in a part, and then between each commandment, then the Mahayana six commandment was in the part also, the minimum amount here. So, Svaha, then establish the Shitsukpa, Shitsu, establish the basis in the heart. Receiving blessing, then you see the devotion, I think. could be the meaning. Then, path that is signified by minimum harmony was hard. And then, purify the ordinary body spirit mind, also ordinary body spirit mind, then they achieve the pure, the indestructible Vajra, the body of Holy Spirit mind, Buddha. So, which is signified by the three sounds, Avuma, integrated into Om. So that, so all these are processed, you know, to be qualified oneself, to do perfect work towards sentiment. So after you actualize, after you actualize the meaning of all that within you, then you become perfect guide to be able to perfect work towards sentiment. So that. So that yatha. How Buddha achieved full enlightenment. So how Buddha practiced path to enlightenment. Then like this. which means that yourself. Since you have Buddha nature. Since you have Buddha nature, so you can do the same thing, you can actualize this whole path to enlightenment. So, and then do perfect work towards sentient beings. That's what I think. So, we could have that meaning. So, so this wasn't subject, but I think this is just anyway happened. wasn't planned subject, but it's anyway. So, this prayer, Anamatamatam Tisha Vatasma, Pandava Shatvacha Tato Minam Mamani Swaha. This is a very important. I don't remember from the. This is explained by Buddha in Kanju. very important is unbelievable, you know, very, very important practice. So, so there's a, you know, the heart of all the 84,000 teachings of Buddha is the profession, the wisdom profession of the teachings. They gone beyond of wisdom, this teaching, you know, teachings on emptiness. So then there are now, so there are many volumes, there are 12 volumes, 1,000 stanza, then you say, so 20,000 stanza. 3 poems, 8,000 stanza, 1 poem. Now the heart of all this, the wisdom gone beyond teaching is the heart sutra, the heart of the wisdom, the teaching of Buddha. This is the heart of all those, the heart of all. It was our teaching Buddha is the teachings on the wisdom, you see. Yeah. And then the heart of all those teachings that I mentioned, then that is the heart of that's the heart of wisdom. Then now after that the and the few syllables of the professional wisdom, the few syllables of the the lesser syllables, less, you know, less syllables. No, small amount, lesser. You can say a few better, maybe not. It's okay, the meaning, but I've been saying a few syllables. But I think lesser, less, you know, no is less. So, sitting is new. Lesser words of the professional wisdom, you see. now is the kind of a heart of everything, see that even the heart. So the sitting even you the lesser the fewer lesser the words of professional wisdom, you see. So that's this Lama Pumbhatam, the Jijabhatasam, Panjavashayatva, Chhataro, Dayato, Muni Muni Mamani, Swadiswam. After that, then the one syllable, Chichin Yikichigma, the one syllable of professional wisdom. So that's the Ah, syllable Ah. So the other traditions, you say, meditation is Ah, and very, very important to meditation. So usually the Ah is used, and it's also in the Lama Tsongkhwa tradition, then end of many initiations comes maintained on Ah. So, but the whole point is maintained on air. It's a method of maintained on emptiness. So anyway, so so this there. Ah is a negative word in Sanskrit. Ah, negative word. negating word. Instead of saying no, then ah is a negating word. Like in English, no. See? So the Lama Tisha, when you recite the heart of wisdom, so no form, no sound, no smell, you see, then you use ah, this, ah, that, you see, like that. So here, So the negates, it means no, negates the objective repeated. Objective repeated. to our mind, you know, to our mind, to our mind, I, yourself, and the action object, whatever you do, and their life, all that is rest of the phenomena, including hell, enlightenment, this, now samsara nirvana, happiness problem, cause of suffering and cause of suffering, cessation, true cessation of suffering and true power. How you beholding? How you beholding? However, the whole thing, as I mentioned before, you see, this extra thing, this projection, this hallucination, you see, existing from a small sign. And appearing, and then we trust on that, we let our mind trust on this, hold on to this. So, but the wisdom directly preceding emptiness, Buddha's wisdom directly preceding this, Ayurveda's wisdom directly preceding this, see their point of view, this, their wisdom, see yourself, your action object, you know, if you're eating food object or you're on the road, or whatever object is, depending on what actually. So, all the rest of the phenomena which I mentioned before, that wisdom, see all these things, totally empty. What appears to you real, what you believe real all the time, 100%, no question, wisdom, directly perceiving this, see all this, see you, totally empty. And all the actions, the whole phenomenon, totally empty. And empty of the real one, existing from outside. You see? That's what imbued wisdom the way, what wisdom see. Isn't that wisdom? So, what you discover is this wisdom directly present. You see? So, total opposite, you see, how things appear to us, how we believe, and what the wisdom directly present is. This total nonsense, not even slightly, but atom, you see. That's the reality, we're seeing the reality. this is the same meaning, at the beginning of the teaching, we see the looking at all the phenomena, this, after the, you know, the subject, say, engaging, don't engage in the unwholesome action, engage perpetual wholesome action, the subject of mind teaching, but then look at all the phenomena like star. So this is meaning. So now, daytime, you don't see star, see, on the sunshine, daytime, you don't see star. So here the wisdom that is perceiving this, doesn't discover, fully discover, nor you even include yourself, everything, all of them, has no true existence. See, everything's the end of what appears to us, and we trust on, we hold on to it. So, you see, like that. So, seeing what's empty as it is empty. seeing empty as it is empty, is there empty? Go back, go. According to the natural, see. So, look at all cosmic phenomena like star. It has the very profound meaning like this. So this is how we should meditate. They will go to those words, Some of those are means impermanent, you know, many of the examples are impermanent. Some of those means illusion, like dream, all these things means same thing, you see. The things, the truth isn't all the things which appear as truth isn't, and we hold on to it, we hold on to it 100%. You see, then look at like dream, like illusion. So all these examples, that, you know, reality we see empty. So this is then through the realization and the mantra and this, then we're able to remove the delusion and the including seed of delusion, then we see liberation. And also seeing the subtle elements which are going on, and, you know, with the help of Spurpadichita, the correct sense of mercy, with that, but the empowerment as well. So the R, yes, so the R naked, you see, so the R naked, or all this I, all the phenomena which appears to us truly existent, which appears as truly existent, you know, not just merely in my mind, but something more than that, you see, exists from the side. So, and then we hold on to that. We hold on to so strongly, you see. So it's true. So, ah, means there's a such thing there. You know, there's a such thing, you see. All the total minds. So the ah, the devil ah, is Shishin Yigitigma, the one syllable of professional wisdom. One syllable of professional. So not even the very essence out of kind of the after the Lama Dhamma, the few of the lesser syllables of professional wisdom. Now this is the heart of even that. So this is the heart. So this is the heart of entire Dharma. See? So I was talking about Lama Dhamma, describing just what I think, you know. So then I thought to mention the importance of this mantra. So now it's time, I think, to mention on dinner. to see the dinner is empty, as presented. Changzhou Zhen Zhou Ren Bo Zhen Ma Jia Wang Han Ji Ni Jia Wang Han Ma Huang De Huang Duo Biao Wai Bo. This was the key time here, described the bounce of Jamie for bounce. That which is merely left by mind, which exists, but which is merely left by mind. The I who exists but who is merely left by mind, which is the enlightenment, which exists, which is merely left by mind. Lead all the sentient beings who exist, but who exist with mere level of mind, to that this enlightenment, which exists, but which is mere level of mind. Bhama Sava alone, who exists, but who is also mere level of mind. So please enjoy the true dinner. See, yeah.